Hello, Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy.
Sing it now, yeah.
I want to share a few words with you today, and I want you to think and hold this thought while I share. What if the Tenderloin was the church and Glide was its congregation? And can the God of the crack addicted and the God of the unhoused and the God of the unfed and the God of the sex trafficked be your God? There's a poem by Lucille Clifton that I've read several times here. I read it again, and I feel like it's a new part of this sermon. Won't you celebrate with me? Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model, born in Babylon, both non-white and woman. What did I see to be except myself? I made it up here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. Now, hold the title of the poem, Won't You Celebrate With Me, as the prompt through which to hear this sermon. What if the Tenderloin was the church and Glide was its congregation? And oh yes, we're talking about the uncelebrated celebrating themselves in a world that refuses to do. We're talking about the client and the community and you, yes, you, the congregation who every day invite people into your worlds to experience your worlds that are both conspiring against you at the same time that the universe is conspiring for you. In Sunday celebrations, we respond to the invitation, come celebrate, by speaking a declarative yes in our songs and not a question into the futures. Even if our clients, our community, and our congregation cannot see that day yet, church is also seeing a strategy taking place of a future making itself. The song is not, shall we overcome? But we shall overcome. Can we celebrate a day that's not here yet, but we can see it? Imagine the Tenderloin or whatever disadvantaged community that you support or care about or are a part of asking you, won't you celebrate with me? How does our work accept that invitation? Think about how our clients and our community and our congregation have their own values, their own culture ways, their own norms, their own beauty standards, their own desires. Think about them asking you to celebrate that somebody is the smartest in the Tenderloin. Somebody is the hardest working in the Tenderloin. Somebody is the prettiest in the Tenderloin. Somebody is the richest in the Tenderloin. And somebody is the kindest person in the Tenderloin. A kind of life. Psalm 150 says, let all things praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in God's sanctuary. Praise God in God's mighty firmament. Praise God for God's mighty acts. Praise God according to God's excellent greatness. Praise God with the sound of the trumpet. Praise God with the lute and the harp. Praise God with the timbrel and dance. Praise God with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise God with loud cymbals. Praise God with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. What if the Tenderloin was a praise song? What if everyone was an embodiment of celebration? And oh, we're not just talking about the shallow pat yourself on the back celebration and praise just for being seen coming to Glide and crossing over the other side of the tracks to Glide. We're talking about our clients, our community, inviting you into their worlds to experience their world through their hearts and their bodies and their minds. So it's not about just being of service or serving. That's not the celebration or praise we're talking about. You've been invited to bring the food to the celebration, and you know not everybody gets to bring the potato salad to the party, but the Glide Meals program does. And we're not celebrating and expecting praise for being just another social service organization where we remind people how bad off they are. Glide programs get to help people get back on their feet when whatever back on their feet means to them. We are not shining a light on poverty. The poor are shining a light on our privilege. We are not serving the poor when we load and hand out trays of food. The poor are showing us how hungry we are despite our privilege. And it's not celebrating the creation of yet another report about the lackness monsters of the Tenderloin. The praise is stories aren't told in a vacuum in the Tenderloin. The laments of the people are heard, and our Center for Social Justice sees them and hears them and makes sure that when they are missed or underrepresented in policy, they will fight to change it. Imagine the population you work for or are working with asking you, won't you come celebrate with me? If we fed, housed, and healed the Tenderloin, then we can live into the let everything that has breath praise the Lord, because none of us can breathe that praise until all of us can breathe that praise. And in Sunday celebration, we speak an imperative and not a question into the future. Even if our clients and our community and our congregation cannot see it, we sing a song that does not say, will you not pass us by? The song says, do not pass us by. Here at Glide, we sing the song penned in 1868 by Francis Crosby, Pass Us Not, O Gentle Savior. And it opens most of our Sunday celebrations. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief, kneeling there in the deep contrition, held in my belief, trusting only in thy merit would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me with thy grace. Thou, the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, whom have I on this earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? You see, it's a song based in Genesis, beginning in chapter 18. And I have to ask now what new meaning of this song and this scripture might have in the context of Glide and our community of mixed privileged people. How can it be reappropriated so that it too is an acceptance of an invitation to celebrate the uncelebrated? How can it be seen as Christianity's, and how Christianity rides so much on this Genesis passage? You know, God tells Abraham that Sarah, even in her old age, in her 90s, he will cause her to conceive. And we know that Sarah goes on to become the great-great-grandmother to the Christ. And Genesis 18 says, then the Lord appeared to them by the terebinth trees of Mamre, and he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted up his eyes, that's Abraham, and looked, and behold, three men were standing by him. And when he saw them, he ran from his tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the ground and said, my Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass on by your servant. Please let me get you a little water and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will bring a morsel of bread that you refresh your hearts, and after that you may pass by, inasmuch as you have come to your servant. They said, do as you have said. And Abraham asked the Lord not to pass him by. It's like my grandmother who used to have just a piece of chicken and a piece of bread on the stove just in case somebody hungry come by. Mm. That's what a celebration is. And you are being invited into that. That's all Abraham was doing, was just stop before you go on about your work and come to this party with us. Abraham, the songwriter, and by extension, the client and the community and the congregation members, as well as the Glide Ensemble, as well as the church visitors who sing the song or sing along with the song, are saying to God, I know you are on your way to secure my freedom, to set our redemption in motion, and to make a way for you to show us by your ultimate grace and mercy, but we have an immediate need. We want to celebrate with you. Do not pass this opportunity, do not pass us by. We ain't got much, but we know how to stretch what was meant for two into something for 2,000, and that's worth celebrating. Come be community with us. Come be family with us. Come celebrate with us. Come into this praise song with us. Do not pass us by. I hummed along when I heard the song for the first time. Somewhere in my body, I knew it. Someone in my family sang it to themselves when they had been pushed to stop asking God for stuff and started demanding stuff from God. For members of Glide, for visitors, and those who currently or once participated in one of the many programs that Glide offers, from recovery to job preparedness, there is a twofold celebration at play here. For those in recovery, whether it is their first step or their 12th, they sing and insist that God celebrate with them for just trying. They sing and ask God not only to be their higher power that they admit is greater than themselves, but that God remembers that God was with them while they participated and thrived in their addiction. Don't act like you don't know me, God. You were there with me. Let's celebrate that both of us made it out alive, God. If God cannot stop to celebrate, how can we? So then God must. So beloved, what if the Tenderloin was the church and Glide was its congregation? Can the God of the crack addicted, the God of the unhoused, the God of the unfed, and the God of the sex trafficked be your God? What if the Tenderloin was inviting you not to pity it, but to come into celebration with it? Could you? Amen. 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 Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more tiny celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at glidesf@podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White, and I'm your minister of celebration.